Balzer and Bray and Harper Audio present Through a Clouded Mirror by Mia T. Beck. Performed by Sarah Scare. For Talia, Emma, Ellie, Zach, and Trevor, may you always believe in as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast. But I suppose this dream of mine is rather absurd. Say Shonagon, the Pillow Book. 1. Hateful Things. Yuki Snow was down to her last envelope. She'd started with 20 on moving day, on that August afternoon when she had left the only home she'd ever known in the San Fernando Valley for the new house in Santa Dolores. As the truck pulled away with all their belongings, her mother had handed Yuki and her best friend Julio gift bags containing pre-stamped, pre-addressed envelopes and special stationery, with a lion stalking across the top for Yuki and a tiger stretching in the lower right corner for Julio. Next-door neighbors who shared the same birthday, Yuki and Julio loved to send low-tech messages to each other, with flashlights using Morse code, over staticky CB radios, through notes written in invisible ink. In that spirit, her mother had come up with this parting gift. Then Yuki and Julio had said their goodbyes by bumping fists and fluttering their hands, a move they'd been doing for as long as she could remember. But now, 1 month later, sitting in English class with 12 minutes left in the period, Yuki was keenly aware of how lopsided their friendship had become. She was writing her 20th letter to Julio, while Julio had sent her only 2. One had contained a sketch of a video game character that he'd created. The other had been a printout of a touch typing exercise from computer class. He had mistyped a bunch of words and thought she would get a good laugh.
"We are such stuff as llamas are made of, and our piddly life is round with sheep. Sure, I am vexed. Bear with my weak knees. My brain is troubled."
In pen, Julio had signed off as the Bard of Typing and added a P.S.
"The next columnist for the Buena Vista Middle School newspaper. Ha ha."
He found this hilarious because she was the writer, the one whose column, The Snowdown, had been a must-read in every edition of the student newspaper, and the one who at age 9 had dazzled her much older competitors in the Cal State University Wonderland Slam. The slam had taken place 2 months before her father died from a blood clot following a routine surgery. A professor who taught philosophy classes based on Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass, her father had co-founded the annual poetry event for local high school students, and Yuki had been his helper. The contestants had 10 minutes to write poems based on prompts from the Alice books, which they then read aloud, with half moving on to the next round until only 2 remained. On a whim, Yuki had done the first prompt on the Frumious Bandersnatch, which the judges loved so much that she suddenly went from helping at the contest to being in the contest. 6 rounds later, Yuki squared off in the final against a high school junior named Fernie Bloom. Their challenge had been to write a poem about why a raven was like a writing desk. Yuki had written, "Because the wingspan of a bird in flight looks like a tabletop. Because a drawer can be a nest and hold an unkindness. Because Edgar Allan Poe sat down at 1 and wrote Nevermore." Her father had glowed with pride as Yuki read her final poem on stage. Afterward, he had said,
"That was fabulous, monster!"
Which was an inside Alice joke that they shared. That had been the best day of Yuki's life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?